everybody. Welcome to the very first episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast of 2022 with me, Gary Fox. Today is a little bit different. It's kind of an idea lab, but kind of not. Over the last 2.5 years, I spoke to high performers, elite entrepreneurs. I've taken little bits away from them of how they set their goals, their systems, their weeks, their lives, how they set them up for success. And I've kind of incorporated that into my own systems of how I set goals, have systems, and have accountability in my own life. And I'm going to share with you today. I'm doing it anyway. I said, you know what? I'll sit down and do a pod, and it'll probably be useful for you. I'm sure you're in the middle of doing it right now, or you've done it last week, or you're going to do it this week. It doesn't really matter when you do it. Just that you do it. Goals are super important. But not just goals. I think you need a system around your goals, and you need accountability. So I'm going to share that with you today. Quickly want to thank three people and three businesses that make this pod possible every single week. If you're looking for new partners in 2022, these are the three businesses you're going to want to talk to. First up, Bay Street Innovation. That's baystreet.io. Think of them simply as your technical partner. If you're looking to beef up the technical side of your business in 2022, talk to Gareth and the team at Bay Street. Secondly, Sean and the team at Find a Venue. If you're looking to put on something in the real world in 2022, findavenue.ie, or they can also help you do a virtual one with zoomparty.ie. And finally, chapter.ie. They're a creative studio based here in Ireland. They are everything you need in terms of branding, marketing, communication, and design. They do it all for you. Check out those three businesses. And now, on with today's pod. So setting goals feels really good, right? I guarantee you when you're doing it, if you've done it already, it feels really good. It feels kind of intoxicating. You get that hit of endorphins. You kind of go, oh, this feels really good. And part of that is scientifically proven to actually release endorphins. When you think about doing something, it's why booking holidays feels so good. You know, when you book a holiday, you get that rush. Oh yeah, just can't wait for that now. And all for the months and months and months leading up to it, you get that rush of endorphins every time you think about it. It's been scientifically proven that your body releases nearly the same level of endorphins for thinking about it as it does actually doing it. So often that's why you get somewhere or you achieve a goal, and it can be an anticlimax. You can kind of go, oh, that wasn't quite what I thought it was. And if you often listen to interviews with, like, you know, people who've achieved something fantastic and then they have a crash afterwards, and they always say, well, you know, I just felt lost afterwards. It's why a lot of winners struggle so much. They just don't know what to do when they get there. You know, when your goal is something you've been working for years or maybe your whole life, you get there and then suddenly it's not quite what you hoped it was. So that's why it's important, you know, it's all about the journey as well. It's all about, you have to set goals, but you also have to enjoy the journey as to where you're going. This is why I think it's so important to have systems and accountability for your goals so that you don't drop off, right? We all know the feeling, your resolutions. I don't even use that word anymore because it's just rubbish. Resolutions mean nothing. You know, if resolutions worked, we don't have to set them once in our life and then we'd all be healthy, happy, our ideal weight and look brilliant. You need realism. So that's why you need your systems, because we all feel it, right? You set your goals and then 2 weeks later, you drop off. Right, you lose interest, your momentum dips, the initial enthusiasm you had of like, oh, new year, new me, hon, drops off. That's just human nature, right? You're not motivated all the time. Your motivation dips even throughout the day. I find my motivation is really high when I get up, and it's really high until maybe about 12 or 1 o'clock, and then it dips dramatically. I know that about myself, so I'm able to work around that. I'm able to go, right, all my kind of good work I'm going to do between like 6 and 1, and then all the kind of grunt work that I need to do, I'll do between like 1 and 6. So know that about yourself. Realize that, you know what? I don't have the momentum I feel right now. You know, new year, there is something magical about January 1st. There is something kind of refreshing. You know, you turn over a new page and there is something refreshing about that. So you want to embrace that. You want to make the most of that. So use the momentum you get from today and for the first couple of weeks, but then supplement that with systems. So high achievers know without a system, your road to your goal will just be paved with like regret and dropping off and then starting again and then dropping off and then starting again. And that's so hard and it's soul destroying. So there's another quote about aim for the moon and you land on the stars. A lot of good entrepreneurs talk about this as well, that if you aim really high, And we have a real problem with this in Ireland. I've talked to so many people about this, and everyone kind of agrees that setting goals in Ireland is hard because we have this, we always err on the side of pessimism slash realism, right? Don't begin notions about yourself. Don't begin above your station. And I do think this hampers our ability to kind of probably set big goals. And then as a result, it's a simple reality of life. Do we live on a small rock on the western edge of Europe? You know, we're kind of isolated. We are pretty small. We're the size of a large UK city. So we need to reframe that thinking. So how I'm doing that, this sounds super cheesy, as I'm even saying in my head. However, how I'm doing that is like I'm setting a moon goal and a stars goal. So like in boring corporate mumbo jumbo speak, what would that be? It'd be like a stretch goal and then your normal goal. But like, you know, we can say what we want here. It's kind of fun. A moon goal and a stars goal. So the moon goal is outlandish, right? It's really like everything has to line up perfectly. It requires 100% effort, consistency, and a huge slice of luck. And then the stars goal is the more realistic goal. That's the one you could really think you could, if you push real hard and it's within your own grasp. As in, if you know if you do the work, you'll get there. You know, if you go to the gym 4 days a week for the rest of the year, you'll be in pretty damn good shape by 2023. So that's kind of a stars goal. A stars goal is a very realistic one that you can break down and go, right, I know I can achieve this with a very specific system. So I'll share an example because I think that's, I'm not an expert in this, but I like to share in what I'm doing and then you might get some from it. So for me, the 2022 moon goal for the podcast would be 1 million downloads, right? That's a pretty big moon goal. For context, this year we hit 100,000. So that's a 10x, right? I think that's pretty outlandish. That's a 10x goal. So most of your goals probably should be 10x for your moon goals, for the ones like imagine your dream scenario kind of goals. You know, like, you know, you always do that conversation. What would you do if you won the lotto? Your moon goals should be a little bit like that, grounded in a bit more reality, but they still should be like, if I hit this moon goal, I would literally be elated. That should be your moon goal. What would be your dream goal? Everything lines up for you this year, right? 2022 is just your year. What would be your moon goal for that year? And then have moon goals in each different category. And then my stars goal for the podcast this year is 500,000 downloads. That's still pretty chunky, but I think you got to have chunky goals too, because again, what we talked about a few minutes ago, you have to have chunky goals. So 500,000 downloads, that's a 5x on what I'm doing right now. So I have to now do 5x what I did this year. So I have to have a clear system of how I'm going to get from 100,000 to 500,000. I can't just like wish it. I can't just be like, oh, I really want 500,000. What am I going to do differently? Because if you do the same as you did this year, you'll probably get the same downloads. So I'll share with you in a minute what that is. And all my goals have two traits, right? They're specific and measurable. I can clearly see if I hit them or not. So I'll clearly know at the end of 31st December 2022, I'll clearly know whether I have 500,000 downloads or I don't. You either hit it or you don't. So they're specific and measurable. Don't set fluffy goals. An example of a bad goal, I want to lose weight in 2022. That means nothing. Good goal, I want to lose 4 kg by June 1st. Excellent goal. Measurable and specific. Also has a little added bonus of a deadline. Deadlines sharpen the mind and help you break down the goal into manageable chunks. If you say I want to lose weight, well, what does that mean? Do you want to lose like a pound? Do you want to lose like, you know, are you going to be happy to be one tick below where you are now this year? So setting a goal and breaking it down into manageable chunks will be really important. So setting a goal for the next 12 months is good, but it can be like, it can get a chore after a while. But if you break it down into manageable chunks, like quarters, months, weeks, even days, and then just take it day by day, it'll also help you identify then if you're being wildly optimistic or if you're setting the bar too low. It's a really good way of doing it. You go, okay, I'm going to lose 4 kg by June 1st. Okay, how many weeks is that from now? And then you work out how many weeks. Then you go, okay, well, realistically, how many days is that? And then how many gym sessions or how many, like, you know, swimming sessions do I want to do? Whatever it is. And I'll help you break it down. You always want to step it down and break it down to the smallest manageable chunk and then just take it day by day. Like, we always overestimate what we think we can achieve in January, right? And then underestimate what we can achieve in a year. Like, you always think, oh yeah, I'm going to, you go at it hard for January and you think you're going to do everything, right? You're going to learn Spanish. You're going to get ripped. You're going to meet up with your friends. You're going to smash it at work. You're going to do everything. And January is a bit of a dog of a month as well. It's cold. It's dark. You're a bit of a Debbie Downer after Christmas. It's a long time for your summer holidays. It's a tough month. So you want to be realistic and go, right, over the next 12 months, what am I going to do? And then break that down to, what am I going to do in January alone? So there's a dark side to goal setting, and you want to try to avoid that. That whole productivity porn industry, you know, we're kind of obsessed with being productive. I want to be productive 24/7, equally not realistic, right? You can't be productive 24/7. So know yourself, know when your energy ebbs and flows. If you're a morning person, schedule whatever your biggest goals are for the morning. You know, if you're going to work out in the morning. If you're a night owl, do your kind of creative work at night. Just know yourself and be realistic. Don't think that 2022, you're going to suddenly change everything about yourself and suddenly change all your characteristics and your traits. If you're not, you know, if you're not like that up to now, you can definitely change, but don't think it's going to be a dramatic overhaul of your entire life and systems, because when you try to change too much, you change nothing because you get overwhelmed and you go back to what you know. That's why we're creatures of habit, right? So don't become overwhelmed by everything. Break it down. Stop trying to find the perfect system for everything. Just break it down into manageable chunks. So this brings me on to my second part of my formula, and that's systems. Clear systems are just key. I got this from Atomic Habits. I've talked about Atomic Habits so many times in the pod. It's the best book I've ever read about habits and systems. So go and read Atomic Habits. It's a great book to read in January because it's just full of useful, practical information. And a system then is, a system is the nuts and bolts of your goal, right? Your goal is your kind of big end of the line. And then your system, think of the goal as the destination, and then think of your systems as the directions. That's the best way to think of it. And so, again, I'll break it down for me, and this might give you an example of what a system is. My system for the podcast, so if my goal is to reach 500,000, then my system is to produce 2 episodes of the podcast every week for 40 weeks next year. So that'll give me 80 episodes and 4 series. This year I did 57 episodes and got 100,000 downloads. So simply by increasing the episode count I do, I should increase the listenership downloads by 25%. The system is produce 2 pods per week. And then I have subsystems whereby I have someone that helps me edit, I have someone that helps me break down the video clips. We'll add video in this year, and then we'll have a YouTube system. Systems will power your goals. That is how you'll design your week, your month, your year. Have systems. For example, like for my fitness goals, I have systems. A system example of a fitness system is tracking your macros, batch cooking your food, intermittent fasting 5 days a week, getting 7 hours sleep per day, going to the gym 4 times a week, hitting 10,000 steps daily, 2 recovery sessions in the sauna per week, drinking 3 liters of water per day. That's a fitness system. A system requires a bit of effort though, and it's something that you'll evolve as you go. But the more systems and the more structures you have in place, it'll get rid of that overthinking. The overthinking is the biggest thing that kills me for trying to achieve my goals. You start off and you have a very clear goal, and then you start overthinking it. You start thinking, oh, is this what I should be doing? Should I be doing something else? Should I have a different type of goal? Should I have a loftier goal? Should I be doing a different sport? And you just overthink yourself out of doing anything. And you fall off the wagon. Whereas having a system, you just don't think about it. You just get up, do your system every day. And you're consistent. Consistency is the secret sauce in everything. Definitely is everything as an entrepreneur, but it definitely is everything about goals. Consistency is everything. And having a system that you just follow. You don't think about it too much. You don't have to be doing it every day. You're not getting up every day because we get decision fatigue. If you have to take 100 decisions in a day, your brain is going to start to slow down. You're going to get tired. You're going to just do the, oh, I don't care. Whatever. What do you want for dinner? I don't care. Whatever. You make bad decisions. just get decision fatigue. Whereas if you have, it's why, you know, super geniuses wear the same clothes every day. They don't have to think about it. Now, part of that is kind of the founder myth thing and, you know, appearing to be a genius. But there is some truth in that. The less decisions you have to make, you then have more brain power and more energy credits available to you for when you actually have to take important ones. So try remove as much decision-making as possible. Do it once a week. Look at your week ahead. Set your systems. Have your systems ready to go so that every week you're not trying to reinvent the wheel. You're not trying to get up every Monday going, oh, what am I going to do this week? Where's my schedule? What do I have to do? Where do I have to be? Your body will just stress out and you'll just kind of go back to what you normally do. And generally, that's bad habits. And then the third part of my system is accountability. And for years, this was the missing element in my goals process. I'd set goals. I'd have good systems, not great systems, but good systems, but I'd fail to be accountable. And you need to be accountable to someone. You need to be accountable to yourself, most of all, but that's not enough. You need to be accountable to some sort of external force. Many of you are entrepreneurs listening, and you're really only accountable to yourself, which is good. You're obviously all self-motivated, but sometimes that's good and bad, right? We push ourselves too hard sometimes, generally push ourselves too hard. And then sometimes you don't push yourselves hard enough. And sometimes you just don't know, right? You don't know what you don't know. You don't know how hard you should be pushing. Is this like 80% effort? Is this like 150% effort? You need to be surrounded by other people and you need other people holding you accountable to what you said you were going to do. Did you do, okay, this week you said you were going to do this. Did you? Yourself, you can give excuses, right? You'll always come up with a reason. Oh, you know, I was a bit sick on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, you know, I had to go to the doctor. And then, you know, I didn't get that done because I had to, you know, I actually went to a concert or blah, blah, blah. If you have to explain that to someone else, are you really going to stand over that? Are you really going to make small excuses? You're not really. So if you need some external barometer, you need some external person or force pushing you. Like COVID has really pushed us into isolation and loneliness a lot more. So accountability is now really more important than ever because we're kind of in our own little bubbles now. And if you only take one thing away from this podcast today and that you'd change in 2022, I'd say accountability would be the biggest one to take away. Build accountability systems. And there's a couple of ways of doing it. How I do it is, well, I'd say things publicly. I'll say on the podcast, you know, I want to do 500,000 downloads next year. You know, we'll check back here on 31st of December next year and see how far we got. You know, you learn to back things up pretty quickly if you're putting your goals out in the public arena. You don't have to, but you have to be accountable to somebody. Another great way of doing it is to form an accountability group with friends or acquaintances. Someone who will hold you accountable, not your best mate, you just go for a pint with, you talk about, you just talk crap about what you want to do. People who actually, you'll make an agreement, you set it up, you'll make an agreement, you'll meet them once a week or you have a call with them once a week. Weekly is definitely better than monthly because a lot can happen in a month. So weekly, you set up a call weekly, quick 15-minute call. This week, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Last week, I said I was going to do X, Y, Z. I only got X and Y done because of X. How I'm going to change that this week will be Y. If you have to prepare that and you have to, you know, during the week as you're thinking about, okay, on Monday morning, I've got a call with the group now. It's a great way of just holding yourself accountable. There's other ways of doing it, right? You can get a coach and get a coach or a trainer. So in the fitness world, that's the easiest way to do it is get a good coach or a good trainer. You can get like a, you know, not a life coach, but you know, you get a business coach, you get a business mentor, someone who you meet and they will hold you accountable. I would definitely say find one way of getting yourself accountable. Another way of holding yourself accountable then is your reviews. I was awful at just plowing away and just working away, but not looking back and going, right, what did I actually achieve this week? Where was I spending my time? Where was I spending my energy credits? Did I do what I was going to say I did? So combining reviews with an accountability group, it's huge. Like the difference it'll make is astronomical to you because you'll give yourself that 30 minutes and all the good entrepreneurs I talk to do this in some shape or another. They hold themselves accountable weekly. They'll sit down and look back at your week and go, right, where did I spend my time? How did I spend it? Who did I spend it with? And what were the key goals I set myself? Like, don't be setting yourself 100 goals every single week. What are the key things I need to do in my system this week that will move me towards the big goals of 1, 2, and 3, right? So you have to be realistic, but you also have to look back at the week and go, what did I do this week? Because, like, especially with COVID, weeks can slip by, months can slip by, and it's super easy to skip sessions and obligations. But when you know at the end of the week, you're going to be sitting it down and you're going to tally it up. So what I do is I like to gamify it. I'm a gamer. I like playing computer games. And what I will do is I'll kind of gamify my habits and my goals. I'll say, right, let's just say it's a kind of fitness. I use fitness goals because they're very quantifiable, right? They're very easy to share. Let's say, okay, I want to do 4 fitness goals. I want to do 4 gym sessions per week. Okay. So sit down at the end of the week. How many gym sessions did you do? I did 2. Okay, 50%, not a great score. Next week, you're going to do the 4 of them. And then over the month, you tally that up, 4, 4, 16. Did you do 16 sessions? No, I didn't. I did 10. Why not? And then you look at gaps in your system. You look at flaws in your system and then you go, okay, you only did 10 because you were working out in the evening time and then things got busy during the day and work on the way. It's a really, really good way and a really, really simple way. Like, a lot of the stuff I'm saying to you here is super simple. This is stuff the majority of us know, but we don't really put them all together. We kind of do wishy-washy kind of goals and then, you know, just set them lofty goals as like a big kind of thing. And we tell everyone, oh, I'm going to do an Ironman, but you don't actually break it down as to the nuts and bolts, how you're going to do it. So making it happen, I divide my life into 5 different categories. You can do as many as you like. You can do 1, you can do 10, it doesn't really matter. Mine are family and friends, work, creative. Actually, there's 6 now that I look at it. Creative, financial, health and fitness, and then adventure. And then within each category, I generally do 3 main goals in each one, because if you do any more, it kind of gets a bit overwhelming. And I just kind of work down. And then the biggest thing on each one is that I set the goal, pick a course of action, and then I set about immediately achieving it. Because that's one of the biggest traits I've picked up from all the entrepreneurs I talk to. Every single one of them, I always get asked this question, oh, what's the characteristics and traits you see in elite level entrepreneurs, people who are really different from the rest? They have a bias towards action. Every single one of them have a massive bias towards action. And I've tried to impart that on myself. So they'll pick a course of action and then I'll immediately set about achieving it. They're not talkers, they're not wafflers, they're not overthinkers. They don't know what they're doing all the time, but they're just doing something. They're going to figure it out along the way. And I think that's the biggest lesson for myself. And that's my plan for 2022. The time for talking and overanalyzing stuff is over. 2022 is the year of action. It's the year of just getting on with things, because blocking out outside forces, blocking out so much of the noise in the world, blocking out all the negativity, stop looking online for I'm speaking to myself here. You know, stop looking online for like all this stuff that's just bombarding your world with negativity. There'll always be loads of reasons not to do things. Loads. There's a million reasons if you look online why the reason you shouldn't be doing things are. Danger. Don't go out in the world. Danger. Don't do this. So just stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. Stop overanalyzing it. And just get on with smashing your goals. Like, you'll thank yourself if you're sitting here this time next year. You'll thank yourself for having this session. You'll thank yourself for spending a couple of days or even a week. Do it over a long time. Don't just sit down over a coffee 45 minutes and go, right, there's the rest of my life sorted, because that's not realistic, right? We're in different moods. Give yourself a week. If you can, do a session, then get outside, go for a walk, think about it, come back, do a little bit more. Give yourself the space and the time to think about it and really, really give yourself that opportunity to really have clarity on what you want to do. Because again, there's so much noise in the world, it can be hard to know exactly where you want to head. So give yourself a couple of days, a week, 2 weeks, whatever it takes to get your goal clear in your head. And then as soon as you do, set about what's the one thing you can do immediately that day, within that day, within the next 24 hours, what is the one thing you can do to start advancing towards that goal? Even if it's 1%, if it's, okay, I want to do a triathlon this year, immediately go online, Find Less Triathlons, pick one 6 months out and register for it immediately. Get skin in the game, because otherwise you'll just sit in that little bubble and you'll be like, yeah, go and do triathlons here. Oh, what one are you doing? Oh, I don't know. Don't do that. If you want help achieving your goals, you can join our private entrepreneur experiment community. This year, we have a lot of big plans depending on, well, you know what. We have a lot of stuff planned. We do monthly meetups in person. First Thursday of every month in Dublin, we get together and we solve problems for each other. We literally say, this week, I'm struggling with X, Y, and Z. How can you help me? And people will do intros, or people will say, actually, I was in that position exactly a year ago and this is what I did. So we do monthly in-person meetups. We're going to do dinners this year, or breakfast, depending on what happens, where you get to meet members of the community in a small group setting, probably max 6 people. Then we're going to do quarterly golf outings, and then quarterly for non-golfers, quarterly outdoor activities like a hike or a swim or a run or something like that. Then we've also the online private community where you get to chat with other members. It's like a little private Facebook group, except it's not. It's completely private. So you learn about the events there. You get access to the monthly meetings and you can just directly chat with other members. And we're also going to do quarterly mastermind sessions where you deep dive in a particular subject that will help you advance your business. And Q1, we are going to do a raising money session, getting finance for your business. Where do you get it? How do you get it? How do you pitch for it? So we're going to have a major investor there. We're going to have an angel investor, and we're also going to have an entrepreneur that's raised multiple millions. That'll be in Q1 of this year. So if you want to join, go to mrgaryfox.com, click the shop icon, and it costs €99 for the entire year, and you'll get access to all the stuff I just mentioned there. I always get asked about book recommendations because I'm a big book nerd. If you're trying to get some inspiration for your goals, as I said, go read Atomic Habits by James Clear. And also The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. It's a little bit similar to Atomic Habits, but a good read. And then also The 5AM Club is a fun read. It's a bit much. It's kind of a book you have to be in the mood for. But in January, if you're ever going to read it, January will be the month. And that's it. Best luck in your journey. I'd actually love to hear about your goals. If you're confident and happy to share them in public, share them with me on Twitter or Instagram. It's Mr. Gary Fox on both of those. Or if you want to just chat to me about your goals privately, just drop me an email. It's Gary and Mr. GaryFox.com. And that's it. I wish you every single bit of success in 2022. 2021 was rough for a lot of us, but we survived. We met it. And now 2022 is the year to reap the rewards for all the hard work you've done. I will see you back here next week. Have a great week. Talk to you then.